For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Federal agents raided two Mexican restaurants in Hibbing on Wednesday. Fox 21 and Northern News Now report that the Hibbing police were assisting the Lake Superior Drug Task Force with executing warrants. Both outlets reported immigration and customs enforcement agents were also present. A staff member at La Tequila Taco Shop told Northern News Now that there the officials detained people without papers, including a cook and a family member. The Fox crew happened to be on the scene at El Charro Mexican Bar and Grill. Fox says multiple people were taken into custody, and its crew was questioned about their nationality by agents while recording the incident. Grand Rapids Library patrons should expect fewer hours, a slowdown in services, and less children's programming next year. That's because significant budget cuts from the city are forcing the library from four full-time staff to just one, with the rest of staff working part-time. Library Director Amy Detmer told the Grand Rapids City Council on Monday that she's still working out what the cuts mean for library hours. Here she is in ICTV's meeting recording.
Really what it's going to amount to is service is going to be a little bit slower. It'll take more time to get items out on the shelves. And that's just because we'll have fewer hours.
The city first announced it would need to make cuts to the library budget in May. The city has long shouldered the majority of costs, despite most library use coming from outside the city. It asked Itasca County to raise its contribution in the name of equitable funding to help offset the cuts. The county agreed to redirect a small portion of library funds to Grand Rapids, but it doesn't make up for the $260,000 in city cuts. Bemidji's long-term goal of developing its rail corridor appears to be that much closer with a major project announced. Larissa Donovan has the story.
An Alexandria-based real estate development firm announced its intention to build a $22.5 million hotel, event center, and restaurant in Bemidji's presently blighted rail corridor on Wednesday. The Bemidji City Council unanimously approved a series of motions for the site preparation, which includes the demolition of three abandoned structures, as well as other work to clean up the contaminated soil and prepare the site for further development. Bemidji's downtown hasn't had a hotel of this scale since its very early days. Mayor George Prince says he hopes it will be a boon to the local economy.
People staying there and being able to have walkable distance to things like restaurants and shopping and even the community theater, I think it's really going to be a shot in the arm for our downtown business people as well.
Good Neighbor Properties is proposing a 98-room hotel with an integrated event center and meeting space and an on-site restaurant. Progress on the proposed YMCA Wellness Center in the corridor continues with fundraising. Sanford Health has committed a $10 million initial gift for the $25 million project. Soil contamination in the area stems from Bemidji's rail heyday, with industrial uses taking place in the area over the decades. Prince says extensive testing of the area has eliminated some prior concerns of ancient human remains. In the 1980s, 22 skeletal remains estimated to be 7,000 years old were discovered nearby during an expansion of the now-defunct discount store Pamida.
There's pretty high confidence that that isn't going to be an issue. As we do the work, there's always the possibility of something unexpected happening, but I think as a city, we've done as much due diligence as you can prior.
Site preparation in the rail corridor is expected to begin as soon as next month, with construction expected to begin as soon as next summer. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Indigenous artists, culture bearers, and creatives have until Saturday to apply for a $5,000 grant to fund their work. The Anishinaabe Arts Initiative Fellowship is a program of the Region 2 Arts Council. It is open to enrolled tribal members or descendants in Beltrami, Clearwater, Hubbard, Manoman, Lake of the Woods, Becker, Cass, Itasca, and Roseau counties. The fellowship is intended to allow the area's most talented Indigenous creators to further and innovate their work by providing financial support. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.